Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
Never forced, never coerced. Open discussions about things in life that matter to you most. From tech to TV, movies, and gaming, and everything in between. Visit voluntaryinput.com to subscribe, contact us, and find out how you can support the show. Catch new episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. And be sure to join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern and Saturday night at 11 p.m. GMT for Weekend Chill, exclusively on Mixcloud.
Look who it is. Hello, folks. How are you doing?
How's it going?
Hi.
Doing good. Doing good. Freezing. It is cold here.
Is it?
It is 39 degrees here.
Oh, wow. My God. It's in the 80s here.
Yeah.
It's always in the 80s where you are, isn't it?
pretty much, yes.
Do you guys get real boring. Do you get season changes at all? Like,
no. I mean.
A little.
Okay, there's season changes, but it's like, well, it's 10 degrees cooler these next couple months.
Yeah, pretty much.
And during the summer, it's like, oh, it got to 90 today, you know?
So it tends
it's
to
really
go up.
Hot.
It's hot again.
Well, I wish we had more seasons.
Oh, really? Well, you know, it's funny because I talk about that all the time. There's people who are like, oh, I hate winter. I hate this. And I'm like, you know, honestly, I kind of enjoy the season changes.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Colorado for a couple of years, and to have a real fall was so amazing. Winter, but fall was real nice.
I mean, winter, you could take it in small doses. Well, yep. Now that we know where you are, sort of, who are you?
I'm Kay.
And I'm Jay.
And I think a lot of people listening or watching may know you from
the my work life podcast. Can we say it?
Yes, you can say your name.
Okay, we're from the Fuck My Work Life podcast.
Yes.
So do you want us to talk about our podcast a little bit?
Yeah. What's that all about? I mean, is it sex at work, or what are you talking about here?
It could be. We have had a couple stories that have leaned that way, but we just share all kinds of crazy, entertaining people's stories from the workplace. Anything that could happen to you while you're at work, any kind of job, any kind of industry. So we've had a wide variety of stories.
Yeah, we've had crazy ones. We've had horrible ones. And we've had good ones too.
Yeah, we've had a couple positive.
All over the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. I've listened to quite a few of them. I think I'm all caught up, maybe. Still, my favorite is the security guard out there in England.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were hilarious. Yeah. That was hilarious. He even basically said he didn't even realize, he didn't understand how he was even a security guard, right?
Yeah.
You have no weapons or anything. What are you doing? Just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's a presence.
Exactly.
What's one of the funniest ones you guys think you've heard?
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Any of Jeremy's. Not really funny for Jeremy from the Neat Cast. He did, was it Disaster Restoration? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say funny, but
memorable.
Memorable.
Yeah. Also the creepy guy who enjoyed scatting in the mall.
Oh, right.
And the right. basically taking a dump. He like got off on taking a dump in the middle of like the department stores in the malls. That was
I don't think I heard this one.
That was one of the very first ones.
Yeah, that was in our season one. It's kind of amazing how many of the stories we end up getting involve poo in one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah, I've noticed. Yeah, Jay had his own poo stories.
Yeah. I wonder if those little girls are still traumatized by that.
Well, we'll have to just encourage everyone to go listen to your show to find out what we're talking about. That was pretty, yes. I could imagine they were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly what they were. It's exactly what they said.
In so many words. Yeah, there's been a couple of times where you guys put calls out for, I may have to share some stories because I did a lot. I worked in the restaurant industry for like 17 years, and you guys know those stories are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dealing with the public. Yeah. It's always.
Well, and some coworkers are.
Yeah.
I got some doozy coworker stories.
Yes, send them in.
Yeah, send them in.
You can remain anonymous if you want. We don't have to say your name.
They don't matter to me. Most of them are long gone out of my life anyway, so it's like, whatever. Yeah. And they should be grown up by now. Hopefully they realized they were kind of stupid.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I mean, we were all kind of stupid. We were young anyway, so.
True.
There is that. Well, today... I reached out to you guys because I wanted to know if anyone else was getting any kind of unique and interesting opportunities via email. Specifically anything involving money. I got one from Bank of America. Mm-hmm. First of all, I didn't know they were located somewhere in Kentucky.
Huh.
And I received an email from a person who said she is from, let's see here. She's trying to process some money through a Bank of America personal residential online account. I didn't know they did this sort of thing. And the only thing I need to do now, apparently she's gotten instructions from the FBI, Homeland Securities of States, and United Nations organization in particular. Wow. I mean, the English there is impeccable, so I know this is real.
Yeah, she sounds very, very important.
Here's the thing. She's trying to give me... I don't understand what this number is. It says 15,500.000.00.
Yeah.
Is that like cryptocurrency?
Is it 15,000 or 15 million? I don't know. But all I got to do is give her some to get us started to set up an account. Now, you know, it does cost to set up a bank account. I mean, I've had the same bank account for years. I think the initial deposit, you had to have $100. I can't remember. It's been that long. But all they're asking for is $200 in a Google Play or Apple Pay cards or.
Well, what's the holdup, man?
Well, I just wanted to reach out and see if you guys think, have you seen anything like this before? I mean, I'm probably going to go to Target after this and pick up at least a Google Play card. I mean, it's only $200 and I could get, I guess, 15 million.
That seems like a pretty good deal to me. I would go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've gotten some offers too, but that one sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Real simple. All you have to do is get the gift card. I think you should go for it.
And she just ends the email with, okay, thanks.
Did she leave instructions on where to send the Google Play card?
Yeah, or it could be iTunes. I don't even have to, it says send a copy of the card.
Oh.
To this Bank of America in Jackson Heights, Kentucky.
Now, I wonder, what if you wanted to send a different kind of gift card? What if you wanted to send,
Applebee's.
Yeah, or Home Depot, or...
Who doesn't like Applebee's?
Right?
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they even got that song on TikTok about Applebee's.
It's fancy Applebee's. A Sizzler?
Those are everywhere. You could probably send them a Sizzler gift card.
Ooh, Sizzler.
Could you imagine how much endless shrimp you could get for $200?
Man,
I mean,
that's heaven.
It's heaven, and probably a bathroom trip after that.
Well, you know, no, they're pretty seasoned out there with that kind of stuff in Kentucky. Those bathrooms, it wouldn't. I think they'd be
their
okay with it.
Stomachs are solid.
Solid stuff,
like cast iron.
You know, sadly, speaking of Sizzlers, I don't think we have those here anymore.
No,
they left years ago.
We have one, and imagine that the parking lot is almost always empty.
That's peculiar.
I know. I mean, for $5 endless popcorn shrimp, like, why is that parking lot not full?
With a steak, too.
With an 8-ounce T-bone.
What's wrong with people? Don't they know the best steak comes from all-you-can-eat restaurants like Golden Corral?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yum.
So yeah, this sounds like a good idea, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Well, what kind of money offer did you get? See if you can beat me.
Okay.
Oh, I think I've got you.
Uh-oh. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. I have been told that I need to confirm my account because I was sent 46,000, 21745 in Bitcoin.
Ooh.
Yeah. We, WI, want to know that your Bitcoin bonus is now available and ready to be withdrawn. Yeah,
isn't
they've got my email.
Isn't we spelled WI, is that Chinese?
It could be.
I don't know.
I thought it was gaming system. Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's another I for the is Nintendo there? Wii. Yeah, there's two I's.
Yeah, they don't tell me anything else. They just say confirm your balance. Yeah.
So how are they going to get you your Bitcoin?
Well,
I'm sure if you click that link, it's probably safe to click. It seems legit.
Yeah, I think
you just enter your info there, and you'll probably get that Bitcoin right away.
I'm curious. Do they want my Social Security number? I mean, I might as well
just give it to them anyway. Yeah.
That's the only way I think they can pay you anyway.
In case they run into any problems, they can just like here's my routing number, here's my bank account number.
That's what I was thinking.
Here's the Social Security number. So if you have any problems, while you're at it, can you pay my taxes too? That would be great.
Well, they already have all your information. They would be able to. Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be kind enough to do that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, Kay, what do you got? I mean,
I feel like both of your offers are pretty easy. Like, you just click something. You just have to buy a gift card.
Right.
I got an offer for, it doesn't really say the sum of money, but I have to do a lot of work to get my share of it. But it's for a good cause, so I'm just gonna read this. Oh no, wait, there's the amount. Okay, I'm just gonna read this. It's slightly lengthy, but I think it's worth it to see what kind of offer I'm getting here. So this one says, "My dearest one, my name is Mrs. Merritt A. Brunel. I am a Norway citizen who is living in Burkina Faso. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I am married to Mr. Brunel Patrice, a politician who owns a small gold company in Burkina Faso. He died of leprosy. And in the year February 2010, during his lifetime, he deposited the sum of 10.5 million euro. And after that, it says 10,500,000 euros. In a bank in, I don't know how to say this, Ouagadougou, the capital city of Burkina Faso in West Africa. The money was from the sale of his company and death benefits payment and entitlements of my deceased husband by his company." So it goes on, she's saying with heavy heart and tears in her eyes that she really wants this money to go to
someone she has never met before.
Well, no, she's decided to donate this money for the support of helping motherless babies, less privileged, widows, and churches, also to build the house of God because I am dying and diagnosed with cancer for about 3 years ago. I've decided to donate from what I have inherited from my late husband to you for the good work of Almighty God. I will be going in for an operation surgery soon. So, she's kind of... It sounds like she's on her way out, and she really wants her husband's money to be put to good use. And she's
basically
out to me.
Yeah, asking you to be a facilitator.
Yeah, which, I'm very honored.
That is
to be considered.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
For this. So,
and since the money is in Africa, it's not being touched by U.S. taxes.
Good point.
So, I mean,
very good point.
Yeah, they don't have their filthy hands in your pockets.
Yeah, so I just have to set up some orphanages and some charity works and build schools for the less privileged. And
where
I
can
have, it doesn't specify, I guess anywhere I choose.
How big, so, you know, how big is your backyard?
I can probably
at fit least a couple, 6x8.
I can fit a couple orphans on our patio, I guess. You know, we'll feed them.
Yeah, we can look, we'll head over to PetSmart and we'll get one of those big, huge, like 6x6 dog crates. And we can keep them. We can just keep them in there. We'll keep the orphans in there. They'll have. It's like their own place, basically. We'll throw a beanbag chair in there.
A lava lamp.
You know, I heard you talking about this in your last episode, and yeah. I think those are stackable too.
Yeah.
Good point. We so, have even more out there.
You could do like a high rise on the balcony.
High rise orphan cages.
We can get at least 4 to 6 orphans in one cage. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a big believer in taking care of children.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it shows. I mean,
you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, all I got to do is email Mrs. Brunel, and she's going to send me all the information. So we should really think about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was about to ask you her name because oddly enough, I did get that same email, except her name is Huda, H-U-D-A. Is it Huda Brunel?
She tells me her name is Merit.
Merit.
Brunel. Oh.
And
is she also a Norway citizen?
No, actually she's not. She lives in Africa.
Oh, I wonder if Mr. Brunel had two families.
This happens. I saw it on Nightline before.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she ends it with, please get back to me urgently. Because it is important that I discuss this with you.
I guess it's a race between you and I then to get to them first. Which wife of Mr. Brunel's is going to get that inheritance first and pass it on to us?
Well, I hate to tell Huda. That's too much work for me. I think I'm going to stick with the gift cards because, first of all, I have $200. And like I said, I can go to Target and just easily buy a gift card and get I guess it's $150 million. I'm still confused by the decimal placement. But what do I know? Maybe it's a new way of calculating currency. I don't know.
It could be. Well, don't they use like the commas and the decimals different when in euros and stuff, where we would usually have a decimal, they have a comma.
I think. Because they're weird.
Do they have, are there euro pennies?
I don't know. Yes.
Are those shillings? I have no idea.
Pence.
We have more homework to do.
Yeah.
I don't understand money.
I believe someone told me that we're the only country that has pennies. I don't know.
I've been to a couple countries, and I feel like there were pennies in Hong Kong, but I can't remember.
I know there wasn't. When we went to Italy, and they're the euro. Everything either ended in a 0 or a 5.
Yeah. Mm. True. Yeah, they don't have like 99 cent type things. I don't know why we have to be so complicated over here.
I don't either. I mean, seriously.
Because we're special.
Voluntary Input is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start.
The only other offers I've gotten, some of these I can't even read. They're a little inappropriate. Oh. Some of them speak of, I mean, Kay, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about this stuff in front of you. I mean, this is stuff regarding manhood. It's just...
I can close my delicate ears.
You're going to want to check those. Those are the most important. I usually report as not spam. Report as not spam. Report as not spam.
Well, that's what I've been doing, so I can make sure that I get this. This is obviously vital medical. These medications, I need them apparently.
Yeah. Because I mean, look,
they keep contacting me.
Extra inches.
They keep contacting me.
Wow.
So Jay, you got anything else?
Well, I've been told to check my eligibility because $9.5 billion was awarded in a weed killer lawsuit. I don't know if Weed Killer is the actual company or if they mean like that's an explanation for the company. I don't know.
Did you work for Monsanto?
I did not.
Okay. What kind of weed are they talking about?
I mean,
I've dealt with some killer weed before. But...
Well, this is Weed Killer.
Oh, okay, well.
So this is a little different.
Potato, potato. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all in the vernacular.
It doesn't really say much. It just says, you know, of course, they have my email.
Mm-hmm.
And with my email, they also have just my last name.
Did they address you as Mr.?
No. Oh. Just my last name.
Okay.
And pending confirmation. And please act now. Important. Important.
Well, if they have your last name.
Yeah. I'm sorry. In the title, it says Roundup Litigation. So.
Oh, it is Roundup.
It must have been that time when I was, I don't know, 11.
Yeah.
And I sprayed.
Drank some Roundup?
I sprayed Roundup on some weeds when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Because that's the last time I can remember.
Ever. I was going to sue my neighbor over that too. I was like 10 years old myself.
But, I mean, he's dead. $9.5 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of coin.
Yeah.
For just using Roundup when you were a kid.
Well, imagine how many cages we could put on the patio for the orphans with $9.5 billion.
Well, we're already gonna have the €10.5 million to build the cages.
But you know what they say when people get money, they just want more.
That's true.
They
you know, the first million is tough. Every million after that is like it's needed. It's like it has to happen.
It's like
there's
crack.
No stopping it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like crack.
It's an addiction for sure.
But Biggie said more money, more problems. So I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I skimmed my email and I realized I do have another offer. This one seems pretty easy. I don't really have to do much to get this. So this comes from Mr. Malik Kleechi. My country name is Togo. I am happy to inform you that I have completed the multi-$1 million transaction successfully with a partner I found on this Facebook site. I have decided to give compensation of $200,000 to lucky ones on this site. Contact my secretary and ask her to send you one of the compensation fund I left. Her name is Monica Ajara, and her email is... Should we give out her email? I don't know. I don't want anyone else.
No, because you don't want anybody else getting in on your...
Yeah. So it just says, do not delay. With respect and love, Mr. Malik Kleechi.
Well,
just got to email something and I can get my one compensation.
Well, it's Facebook. He already mentioned it's on Facebook, so it's already legit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just hopefully, you know, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't get a hold of this and try to take my money.
If you read his last name again, like that sounds like a rich guy's last name.
Really fancy. Kleechi.
Yeah, very
Kleechi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost like cliche, which is French.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
I think.
Well, that's French. It is.
Well, it ends with an A, so it's got to be French.
Well, it's got the E with the little thing on it.
The
little thing.
Yeah, the little doohickey on top of it.
Yeah, the doohickey.
It seems like we just have endless opportunities to make money in our email. I don't know
why
how we're working
podcasting?
Every day.
Yeah, and working.
I mean, welcome to America.
Land
of opportunity. Everybody wants to come here.
Yes, but all these offers are from other countries, so maybe people just got it wrong.
But they can't offer it to their people in their own country.
Mm.
Because
exactly.
Because
yeah.
So obviously, We're making fun of spam emails.
Is that what we're doing?
Just in case. I mean, there's some people who might go, what is wrong with these people? I thought they were intelligent somewhat, at least.
Sort of.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have one more, and it's not like money, but it was probably the most ridiculous one I read. Why Thanksgiving is the perfect time to shed pounds and inches. What kind of devil are you to want someone to lose weight during the holidays? Like, go away. That is, no, after Thanksgiving, you cut back a little bit. And then Christmas comes. And
well, yeah, you kind of cruise between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then after Christmas, there's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then... Then there's that, I like to refer to it as the lost week, because the first, I don't know about you guys, first week of January, I don't, it doesn't count for anything.
No.
So, and I don't do you guys do New Year's resolutions?
No, not anymore. I did when I was younger, and I never kept them, and I felt bad about it. So, why am I doing this to myself?
Right.
I try to, this is going to sound really hippy-dippy, I try to set kind of general intentions.
Yeah.
But not, you know, I'm going to lose 15 pounds or...
No, we're more realistic with it. Like last year, we didn't drink during January.
Yeah.
But that's not really a New Year's resolution. That's like,
detoxing.
Okay, the last 2 months are a blur. We should probably dial it back a bit.
Yeah, I don't think I've made a resolution since I was a teenager. I never, like you said, Kay, I don't see the point. Just set daily goals, I guess. You know, that makes more sense. But, yeah, people do it all the time. Oh, I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And a month later, I forgot all about it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. It's just too much pressure, and there's already enough pressure in life.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go buy some gift cards. I mean.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You got a laundry list of things to do.
But it's always funny to me. I read my spam emails, and I had tweeted about, it's just entertaining, the things that these people send out. But then there is a sad side to this.
Yeah.
There are people who fall for them.
No. Yes.
And unfortunately, they tend to be elderly people.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the goal.
She's not. He's pointing at his wife, folks.
Pointing at me.
She's not elderly. I saw a story, I can't remember, it was either 2020 or whatever. This woman, she owned a farm. She lived alone. It was the family farm. Her husband had died years ago. And she started getting these. Well, she started replying to them and following their instructions. Turns out it was some guys in Jamaica. And it started off, you know, we need you to send this. And then they started calling her. Then they started threatening her.
Oh, no.
And she's just given them all of her money, and her kids kept trying to step in to stop her, and she finally admitted she knew it was a scam, but she was lonely.
Oh.
It was like an attention thing.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know.
I bet her kids felt like crap.
They should feel like crap.
Well, they all lived out of state. You know, you grow up and you move and yada, 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 and everybody wants to get away from the family farm and...
Yeah.
I don't want to be a farmer, Mom.
I don't want to live on a farm anymore. I want a real life. No, I'm just kidding. I would love to live on a farm.
Yeah, sometimes. But I live around farms, and I say, man, I'd love to live there. Then I see them up at 3 o'clock in the morning working. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to live there.
No. Yeah. The isolation seems nice at times, because where we live, it's just packed full of people. And sometimes the space sounds nice, but the work, not so much.
Yeah.
I just want to be surrounded by cute animals, really.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd mind the work.
All right. Well, then let's do it.
No. I don't know if I'd mind it. I didn't say I want to do it.
But I'd like to have it, but I don't want to work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't they make machines to do all that stuff now?
No.
Where are you at, Elon Musk?
No.
Why are farmers still waking up at the butt crack of dawn? You can
power.
Land a rocket after you take it, after you make it, after you take it off. You can land a rocket after you take it off, but I still got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to feed the chickens.
So, but yeah, I just thought it would be interesting if we would read some emails, try to read them from the perspective if we thought they were serious. And it's hard, isn't it?
It is.
Because it's like, you know, this is just so ridiculous. There's no way. But yeah, unfortunately, people fall for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they keep doing it, because someone somewhere will fall for it.
And apparently they're making money doing it. It's a sad shame.
All of that stuff, the hackers and people that just con people. And it's just, come on, man. Most people work hard for their money, and you're just being a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the surprise I wasn't expecting a couple weeks ago. You know how you get the like scam calls, and it's like, oh, if you don't pay this outstanding debt, we're going to contact your local authorities and stay on the line, and we will,
your local magistrate,
we'll connect you with one of our, you know, operators. And so I stayed on the line, and usually it's like someone from India or like Bangladesh, or like, you know, you can hear a distinct accent,
right,
you know, difference, yet they work for our government, whatever. This one was like how I was just talking, like full on redneck. I was like, wow, times are tough. COVID wrecked a lot of things if these calls are coming from like inside the States now.
Well, you can make spam calls from home, so yeah. It's a work from home opportunity.
Well, I mean,
I'm gonna
send in my 2-week notice.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many last chance notice voicemails I'm gonna get to forgive my student loan debt, which I don't have.
Right.
Or renew my car's extended warranty, which my car is still under regular warranty. But every call, this is your last chance. But that comes 5 times a day.
How many last chances do you get? Yeah. Like a cat with 9 lives.
Right? It's crazy.
Thankfully, my personal phone doesn't get those. I have a Google Pixel, and it does. The little assistant screens calls, so I almost never get spam. My work phone is an iPhone, and it's nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Department of Homeland Security warrant, all that stuff. I'm like, are you serious? Do you really think I believe you?
Right. Well, I feel like, again, some people, like poor little old ladies, lonely old ladies, would probably fall out, for man. It. Yeah.
Ugh, just got to pay again. This. So I guess that's all we got. That's all I got. Like I said, some of these I couldn't get into. I was going through. I'm like, no, I just can't.
I know. I had a lot. I was like, I don't think I'm going to. Like the things she says she wants to do to me, I don't think I'm gonna read that on the podcast. Read that on it. That's...
I don't get emails like that.
I wonder why. Yeah, do they send those to women? Are there guys that send? No.
I keep getting ones that are just, I keep trying to call you and you're not picking up. Why aren't you answering me?
Because I know you're trying to rip me off.
Who are you and why are you calling me?
Well, like I said, I love you guys' show. Where can people check you out?
Well, you can listen to us on any of the major podcast apps. We're on all of them. Apple, Spotify, Google, Good Pods is a great place to download that app and listen to podcasts.
It's booming there.
Yeah.
Our podcast is called Fuck My Work Life, but if you haven't listened to it yet and you're searching for it, you can't type out the F word. It's F**k, My Work Life.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on the SEO to get it where if you just type the word.
I've got news for you. And it may be because I follow you, but Twitter lets you search with the full word.
I love Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. Twitter lets you do anything.
Jack's like, I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. So you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and all of those. We are at FMWL Pod. Most active on Twitter. Like Facebook, we probably won't respond to you there.
I keep trying to pay attention to Facebook, and it gets harder and harder. I mean,
yeah, it's too much work. They just want money for people to see your posts, and it's that's a whole other. That could be a whole other episode.
Yeah, it sure could.
Going to that.
The money, the money, the money, the money. Well,
yeah,
I want to thank you guys for coming on. Hopefully,
we
could connect again some other time and talk about something a little more goofy.
Yeah, thank you. This was fun. Thank you so much for having us.
And maybe I'll call in with my work stories or, you forgot to tell people. They can call you, right? And leave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can, if you have a fun work story, then you want to just email to us. You can email it to fmwlpod@gmail.com. And we have a phone number. You can either leave a voicemail, or we're calling it now our rant line. Mm. So if you've just had a bad day at work and you just want to get it off your chest, you can call the rant line. And hopefully I can remember it. Do you remember it?
310-818-3273.
That's right.
That number again is 310-818-3273.
And if you call within the next 30 minutes, you get a $200 Google Play card. No.
But wait, there's more.
We'll also send you my half empty can of
Coors Light.
No. What's the spray stuff where they like make a boat?
Oh, Flex Seal.
Yeah, Flex Seal.
Make a boat?
Yeah, they like the guy cuts a hole in a boat.
Oh yeah.
And then Flex Seals a screen door in the bottom for some reason.
Thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
And is flying down a river.
Oh, cool.
Flex tape and Flex Seal.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, but I was gonna say you should come on our podcast sometime if you want to just share your stories live. Up to you.
We'll work on that.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.